people outside the D.C. area, it's going to be Tuesday because they'll have a regular work day on Tuesday unless you're in the D.C. metro.
True.
But it will depend a little bit on where you are and what your job is. If you're in human resources, you're very busy getting folks, finishing the processing out of some folks. And I'll tell you, there, somewhere in government, there's going to be one or two political appointees that didn't get the memo, and they show up for work, and somebody's going to have to tell them, you don't work here anymore, but we'll be happy to help you carry your stuff out. But beyond that, there's 3,500, approximately 3,500 political appointees who will have left by Wednesday morning. And but that means 1.9 million civilians have to keep government working. They're the continuity. They are the folks who have to make sure that nothing falls through the cracks, that everything gets done, Social Security checks get out, and national defense is still defending us, and so on. It's the other thing, of course, is that they also have to start planning ahead for the new political leadership. They've been doing that already, but now that they know, or in many cases they know, in some cases they're not going to know for several months who the new boss is, but they have to start thinking ahead in terms of getting that new person fully up to speed, figuring out what the working relationship's going to be. And there's a whole list of do's and don'ts there.
Well, John, if there's someone at the cabinet level, but not, as you say, down at the policy level and all the different programs, in practice, how much policy really changes? I mean, can the secretary, or even if there's an assistant secretary in place, can what they do devolve down to the program level so that people get the career people get a sense of which direction their program might be heading even before the direct supervisor is in place? Because as you say, it could be months.
Well, that's a very good point, Tom. And there's two answers to that. One is that there's already, especially at the major cabinet agencies and the large independent agencies, there's a lot of information out there already. I was speaking to a group of employees at Department of Education just last week, and I told them, I asked how many had gone to change.gov and most of the people in the room had. We had about 150 folks. And the point of that is that there's an awful lot of information from the transition teams about the priorities of the administration. So number one is, in terms of future direction, there's a lot of indications out there, and current federal employees would be well advised to start coming up to speed on their new bosses, particularly at the cabinet level. A lot of them have written books and so on. So I told them, do your homework, learn about these people. But the other part of that answer, Tom, is that, it does take a while for those changes to work their way through. For 1, 2, maybe 3 months, you may not see any dramatic changes, especially if you're out in the field somewhere. It's business as usual. You come in and you got to do the job that you did yesterday and so on. And eventually, changes will be made and programs will evolve, but it's going to be a strange mixture. You know something's coming, but it's not necessarily hitting you right away. It may take a while.
Well, it's good advice that you're giving, John, because I think that people do need to really brush up on the policies or the views of their cabinet head. And they are very prominent people. Many of the people that are coming into federal agencies are, they're highly placed. They're very visible. They've had plenty of paper trail that people can examine for information and details. And do you recommend this for senior level or for everyone in the agency?
Everyone in the agency, Jane, I think it's just part of good job preparation, if you will. Even if you're out in Los Angeles, and you have a, a lying job, and it's, well, I'm going to do the job that I've always done. I think it's good for those folks to understand, what's happening back in D.C. so you can kind of figure out the connection between what you're doing there on a day-to-day basis and the priorities of the incoming administration. And I remember my first transition was, to Richard Nixon from Lyndon Johnson. I was out in Los Angeles, and of course this was before the day of the internet, and it took a long time to get information. Now, no matter where you are and no matter what level you are, go onto your computer and, during break time or at home, and start doing some research. Google your boss, and you can find out a tremendous amount of information, and it's useful to really figure out how that may impact your program.
Well, John, thanks for joining us, and that's good insight. Johnson to Nixon. You don't look that old.
I am.